Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey guys, welcome to AfterBuzz. We have an amazing panel. Today is episode 7, Bad Girls Club, Strike a Match.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I was trying to dance up on you. Did you like that?
Oh, I love it.
I tried. Yeah, I tried.
It worked.
Guys, look at this panel tonight. Okay, so our regulars, we have Miss Camilla.
Hello.
How have you been doing?
I've been doing great. I just got done with my daughter's party, so that's out the way, stress-free. So it's like, you know, it's a lot. Putting together a party.
Oh, yes. And that's her first. You have many more to come.
Yeah, many more. But I don't plan to do trips. I mean, I don't plan to do birthdays every year. I plan to do like trips and like fun stuff. So we'll see.
I like that. And how can everybody find you on social media?
You can find me on social media at The Real Camilla P, Instagram and Snapchat. And on Twitter, you can find me at I Am Camilla P.
I love this music.
I know, right?
Kayla Carter.
Hey.
Bad girl Casey. Hey, yes. How you been doing?
Girl, finally done with the move. OMG.
Oh, you moved.
Kayla just moved.
Yes, moved from Long Beach. Bye, Long Beach.
Oh, bye-bye. You never
drama.
Came back.
Girl. Drama.
How can everybody find you on social media?
Social media, you can find me at on my Instagram. It's going to be Back by Popular Demand. That's with 2 K's. And of course, on my Twitter, you can find me at BatgirlKC. And my Snapchat, I still have not uploaded that up, you guys. But I promise I am BatgirlKC on there as well, okay?
And we have Sanders Kennedy.
Hey, guys.
Hi. How's it going?
We have some cheering. Woo!
Thank you.
I would stand up, but it takes a lot for doing it.
Sanders is, well, first of all, Sanders and I, like, we met very randomly because I was a fangirl. Like, I was, like, a total fan of his YouTube channel, and we were at this makeup convention, and I saw him, and I was, like, there was a bunch of fans, like, waiting, like, a group of fans trying to take pictures with him, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm, like, talking to my friend, like, should I get a picture with him? Do you think, would that be weird? Do you think I should just go get a picture with him? She's like, yeah, just go get a picture with him. So I'm like, hi, Sanders. And he's like, oh my God, hi. And we like hugged and I was like, oh my God, I love
you.
You
were really, really sweet.
Yeah. I was like shamelessly plugging my YouTube channel. Can I give it a shout out?
No, I'm all about like that. You got to promote.
Yeah. Right.
You got to get your name out there. Don't be ashamed because the quiet ones fall back.
Right.
That's true.
Yes.
That's
what
true.
What is that? Close mouth, don't get fed.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm always eating.
Okay.
So then. And I messaged him and he messaged me on Twitter and we became Twitter friends and we became real life friends. And he's here now.
Hey.
Yes, from the East Coast, Brooklyn, New York.
What's up? Good to have you.
Thank you so much.
And Sanders actually might become a regular host on some other shows because he's looking to relocate.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, and he's interested in AfterBuzz. So you guys might see him on some other shows. So make sure you follow him on social media.
Yes.
You can put me Sanders Kennedy into the search and I should pop up.
Hey.
Yeah, anywhere, Sanders Kennedy. I'll come up.
Awesome. And I'm Kristen Kelly. You guys can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. I'm going to leave a comment below for my YouTube channel. Please subscribe. We might be doing something, if we have time, we might be doing a collab for my channel.
A collab video. That would be amazing.
Yes, and I was supposed to do a video with Sayora, but she had to cancel because she was on spring break. And then she
rescheduled, though,
right? Yes, we were supposed to. I hope we do. Mm-hmm. So when she comes back from spring break, which I think she came back on the 19th, I think we're going to do a video. So I know you guys are like, oh my God, Kristen, stop lying about videos. I swear to God, we are going to do this video. All right. Also, I'm not going to be here next week. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday!
21, finally.
Yeah.
I know.
Long enough.
So I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be in Palm Springs. So Jesse, DJ Jesse J, everybody's like absolute favorite. I know he's my favorite too. He's going to be in the studio. He's going to be taking care of you guys, and I'm sure you're going to have an amazing show. And then the following week, I'll be back, and then we're going to have Bree, and we are going to have Kiki on the show.
Okay.
So
Big Key or Little Key?
Big Key.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, she, yay. Okay, yes. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm like, she, yes, girl.
Yes, Big Key or Kiki and Bree actually live together in
right,
Vegas.
Right,
so they're going to come, and yay. All right, so strike up a match. Which, why is it strike up? Oh, because the matchmaking
match
thing.
Right. Speed dating.
All right. So, Bree is hated pretty much by Little Key and by Seven when it starts off. Bree is pretty much hated by
everybody
this entire episode. So, Bree tells Sayora and Kiki that she hates bullies, that her friend was bullied.
Yeah, and committed suicide. He was gay and being bullied. Sad. And that was a real emotional thing to see, being that I am gay and I have been bullied and... I'm one of the lucky ones to have strength, but it's really, really sad that that went happened with her. But I can see where she probably gets that toughness from now.
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, when that part came on, I was like, wow, it's so coincidental that we have you here on the panel for this episode. So it was kind of like, you know, I wanted to hear your input on that. Like, how do you feel about those things? And have you known anyone in that type of situation?
It's so hard to... grow up and feel attacked all the time. Like, there are the lucky ones who have understanding parents, understanding friends, but there are the ones that just don't have anybody. You just hope that they have that strength to just keep going and know that tomorrow's going to be a better day and you can't let people's words get to them and just be proud of who you are. Like God doesn't make mistakes.
Right.
You are who you're supposed to be. So
exactly.
It's got to keep going.
I love that.
Nice.
And maybe we can put a number, a phone number for maybe suicide prevention or a hotline.
Yeah, that would be great.
AfterBuzz, maybe we can put that somewhere in the description.
That would be great.
So if you do know somebody that is struggling with either their sexuality or anything and you fear that they might commit suicide, you know, always get help for yourself or for others.
And don't give it a second thought.
Yeah, it's better to speak up.
If you feel it, speak about it. Mm-hmm. And if you're going through something, speak to anybody. Even if you don't know them, say, I need to talk to somebody. Because everyone's willing to listen. And if that helps, that's great. Just don't hold it in. That's the worst thing.
Right.
Very true.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sanders. So Kiki wants to be a matchmaker, which I don't know. Did anybody think that was a real thing that she really wanted to do?
No.
Maybe it was just production telling her that they were going to do that, and then she decided to pretend to be the orchestrator.
They do that a lot.
Yeah.
But it does sound fun.
It does sound fun, but I feel like... the production's wallets were completely empty. Like, I feel like it was like a cartoon, you know, they open their wallet and like a bug flies out, like a moth. Like, I feel like they were like, well, we don't have any money.
Let's do
speedy. Who wants to be a matchmaker? And who wants to work at a hookah place? And who wants to be a fashion designer? Because all they're doing really with these girls is like setting them up on like little meetings.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the meetings are cool, though, if they actually... take what they've learned from these meetings and apply it to what it is they're actually trying to do.
But
that's great.
Do you think, though, that these are real things the girls want to do? Or do you think that production's just like, hey, we need episodes?
No, because...
I think that it might be some type of interest of each of the girls, maybe even if not to the extremity of, like, being famous for it or doing it really big. Like, maybe this was a part of the, you know, like, psychological test. Maybe they had a questionnaire about things they wanted to do and blah, blah, blah. So then they started gearing these little events or outings that they go to.
Actually, you notice that when Sayora did the hookah thing, they got a point. So they must have did a thing where it's what do you like to do, and you get your points. So they got the bucket list. So I'm not sure if Big K got a point for doing the speed dating, but they probably gave some, like, what would you like to do? I noticed that they got points for that.
So they go downtown and they look for men. And they're searching the streets looking for men. I'm sorry, they just looked straight up crazy. And I felt like Sayora was a prostitute. I'm not saying she's a prostitute. I'm saying I felt like Kiki was like kind of pimping her out when she's a pretty one, go up front.
Shady.
Yeah, shady. What's her name? What's the other one's name?
Fran.
Yeah, when she was like, you know, cute one to the front. Clearly that man, not so cute one to the back.
What did you think about the guys they found?
Not cute at all.
I didn't see that one cute guy.
They were
I mean, you can kind of win somebody over if you just want to have a good time and as far as personality, but even those guys were kind of lame. Like, the questions they were asking, one forgot the name.
Oh.
It was like, just, come on now. But you get up and walk away at
but
that
But the
point.
Name yeah. Seven, that's like a very unique name. So I can I mean, I kind of felt bad for him. It was funny as hell.
Yeah. Oh, well, he said, oh, okay, he did say Summer.
Yeah.
So it was kind of close.
Okay. Seven. He tried. That just means he wasn't interested.
Yeah, right. Wasn't interested yeah.
That part. Something else was on his mind.
These guys.
Plus having all the cameras on, you get thrown off. It's like, it's not a real speed dating thing. You have cameras on you, so you're like, oh, what's the name?
Look, Summer happy right now watching that episode.
Hey, Summer.
He thought about me.
Yeah.
They should have done like an LA casting or something. I feel like they would have gotten so many more people. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then you kind of get the creeps too that just want to be famous.
So what
they would have weeded out of it.
Because a lot of got like they probably their pay wasn't probably good. Like people are probably tired of these like measly checks that they want to throw out to you and then expect you to come on show and give you, you know, your
the
personality.
Full, yeah.
No.
Sure.
I don't know, girl. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of people out there that are like, you know, they want to be actors, and I mean, I think background work you make like $60 if you're non-union.
Well, it's probably more. I mean,
like,
why
a,
not?
Like a day.
Oh, I was union, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm saying non-union work. I had a roommate who was a non-union worker. Yeah. I think she made $60 a day, and that's like long days.
Yeah, very long days.
So I don't know. I feel like they could get.
You gotta get up in here and get that union.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes. The big part that stuck out to me though was Little Key was so excited. And she's usually not that excited when guys come into the picture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she was.
She was like, oh, let's bring the guys
Is
in.
She a lesbian? No, huh?
She identified?
No, I mean, I don't think she identified as single or, you know.
She might be gender fluid.
Yeah.
Right, you know, hey.
I don't know.
All flavors, all shapes and kinds.
So, Little Key, speaking of Little Key, she gets some skates and she's skating around the house. That was so, like, weirdly thrown in. I was like, okay. And, of course, they show her fall. Like, you know, that bitch is probably so good. She's probably doing, like, backflips and doing all these tricks. And they would only show her fall. So Brie tells everyone that she wants to get along. Like, they're, you know, they're on the rooftop, and she's like, I want everybody to get along. And Brie tells the girls that, you know, she's done a lot of things for money. How did you feel about this? Should she have shared all of this information?
No, because they're going to throw it in your face.
Yeah.
The moment they can, they're going to be like, bitch, you're a fucking hoe. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Because that's what girls do in Bad Girls Club.
I mean, it's cool to be a hoe, but be a discreet hoe, you know? I don't know. That's how I feel about it.
I mean,
it.
Shit, like, nowadays all hoes are winning. Oh, no,
I know. No, you ain't lying. You ain't lying, though. No. That's how it looks on Instagram.
And all of these strippers is out here.
Instagram and social media. Like, you ain't lying.
That
the hoes
show,
is the one that got so. The, yep, you ain't lying. Yeah.
I guess she's just really open and she doesn't really care. She's not ashamed of it and she's proud of what
she's
she does.
She's really
and
not ashamed.
If you're going to do your job, be proud about your job.
I like that about her.
But yeah, but just know there's petty people and they will bring it up at petty times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Sayora wants her own hookah lounge. So we get into like the hookah business. So she calls the hookah guy, but she was taking it very serious. See, she had like a notebook and she was...
Well, she is Miss 4.0. Mm-hmm.
She had some good questions. It wasn't just like, how does this work?
It was like she was in class. Like, I felt like she was at school, like USC.
Because she's probably serious about it if she had a notepad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was nice that she had the little meeting. I mean,
it was... 13, they had us going on all kind of meetings, and it was just, like, a lot of meetings, and so many got picked up on the show, you know?
I mean, you could figure out ways to incorporate that in your resume somehow, some way. Like, if you're good with words, that could be a resume filler for sure.
What would the resume filler entail? had a meeting one time.
I'm very social.
Wait, with Nathan or Star Hookah?
Well, you know, she could just use
smoked hookah one time with Nathan and Star Hookah.
Well, she did get her own little flavor, or did that not happen?
I think she said that she wanted to make a flavor in the future, and that was something that she'd never thought of before, so she was going to email him. I mean, she seemed really enthusiastic about it.
Her resume could be the part where she actually learned, you know, hookah and how it was made. Like, they showed a little clip of that, so that would be...
She has a new skill.
Put on there. Yeah.
There you go.
Good for her. Kiki calls the guys up, and she's, you know, saying, like, the latex Barbie stuff, and she's trying to get these guys. I don't know. Once again,
Where'd
I think it would have...
Where'd she get latex Barbie from?
Oh, she called Francesca, the latex Barbie.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I'm here. My latex Barbie
is
latex? Excited.
She doesn't have anything latex.
I never saw her in anything latex.
I'm
like... oh, no.
So the ladies go to the bar for the speed dating. A little slow at first. They get there. They're all like sexed up. Men. A few guys do come.
Yes.
The girls seem to be like okay with the guys. I mean, did you think there was any sparks?
No. Seven wasn't here for it. And they were just, they're like,
They should have been girl speed dated. It would have been more interesting.
Yeah.
Girl, you know what I mean? Because.
Or have like, a mixer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like more of a mixer type style. Come with your little mask on, you know?
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
That would have been cute.
Eyes wide shut stuff.
Yeah. Some freaky stuff.
I'm like, yeah. But all over, Kiki thinks it's a good night. She tells, like, you know, she's proud of her accomplishments. But I could actually see her being a matchmaker. She's really? Got that, like, matchmaker quality. She's always trying to make everybody, like, happy and go along.
Well,
so she's a peacemaker.
Match. She didn't make any matches.
No.
Oh, well, no. Seven said she did give... Oh, no, that was a different...
No.
That,
yeah,
that was a different...
Yeah.
I don't feel like any of these girls are feeling
any... They didn't like any of the guys.
So this is, like, around the time where Brie is starting to be hated more and more by Fran. And you could just kind of, like... see Fran's expressions, like her face is just like
I honestly just feel like Fran just wants to have a problem with her,
because right.
from where I picked up I was just like kind of confused on why was she so irritated with her, you know what I mean? And it's like how the little Key to me was mad at that the other girl was getting guys coming to the, and it's
mm-hmm.
like why are you so mad at her? And then you start talking mess and then, you know, boom, situations happen, and then now you're sitting there saying, oh, I didn't do anything, but you were talking shit on the low.
But did you think she was talking shit? I mean, she definitely had an attitude.
Yeah.
I think she had an attitude, 100%.
She just had a lot to say about her, like, oh, she's nasty. Oh, she's this. And I just feel like she had a lot of on the side remarks.
Did she say nasty, though? Did she say dirty?
She said dirty or nasty.
Yeah. She said that's really gross. At the end of the day,
she
nasty.
She said gross. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you don't know what they... Like, she could have said more. What they
edited. Yeah, like what they
edited.
Know? However, I definitely think that a lot of the things that she was saying, she said, we didn't hear her say. Mm-hmm. So did she say them? I don't know.
But just the attitude behind the words was enough to get...
Enough that like, she said. And then for me, it's kind of like, after us interviewing her, I'm like, who were we talking to last week? Was it her or somebody completely different? Or did she just not want to give away any of these little details to let us... Because she completely act like they didn't get into anything.
Well, she said that now they're fine. That now they're friends, is what she said.
The impression I got from her last week was totally like...
But
they had no issue ever.
But Kiki, yeah. No, well, but I mean, people get over stuff. I mean, Kiki and Brie live together. And I'm watching this episode, you wouldn't think that. So, you know, times change, things change. I mean, this was like months ago this was shot.
No, yeah, I agree. But I just don't think that she didn't act like that last week.
Without being friends, like Fran, she was just showing judgmental side. It's like, now you're going to hide it and be a friend, because you usually show your true side when you don't have nothing to prove to anybody. Well, and when the drinks go. So it's like, are you secretly judging me now? Because,
Well, I felt like when Fran was in, it's funny when they were like the limo. I'm like, this is a bus.
Right.
And they were in the limo.
Yeah.
And Fran wasn't talking behind her back. Like, she wasn't, like, secretly whispering, like, oh, she's
but
gross,
see, this
dirty
is where the
bitch.
Problem comes.
She was saying, like, that's gross. Like, she's peeing. Oh, my God. Like,
right,
you're peeing.
But you're talking about me, so therefore I can have something to say back to you. You know
How
what I mean?
How long was that limo ride?
Because
she had to go, and she went in the cup.
If they
I
went
mean,
to Playhouse to
you
the
go,
house
you
to
go.
Downtown, that probably was about 10, 15 minutes. And sometimes they do keep you in the thing, and they make you.
Longer.
She's probably been saying, hey, I got to use the bathroom. And they probably didn't open that door. Mm-hmm. And she probably pissed. Like, you know what? I'm
like,
going to pee.
The cameras,
because they've done that when
go.
I've been on the season where people have to pee. And they're like, well, we're filming. So, you know, hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I just feel like Fran, I'm not saying she got what she asked for. But I think that she planted the seed.
Yeah.
Like, she definitely wasn't just sitting there quiet.
She
just kept on saying...
She didn't have to say that out loud. She could have said it all in her head and just, like, gave that face and then kept it moving. But...
And that's kind of why I asked her that last week. Like, you know,
I don't like people that play victim.
Did she really think that she was not...
I just feel like I've heard her say at least twice on this episode, like, oh, she's gross, or oh, she's this. But it's like, okay, if you feel that way, just keep it to yourself. Because clearly somebody's going to say something, and then... You sitting here judging her, okay, she did pee. Okay, yes, that's gross.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're getting mad because now she called you out on what you said.
And you know Brie will not let that go. You know her attitude, and you know she's going to say something or do something. So you got to think it through. And I guess she didn't want to think it through. And
then what makes me think that, too, is because Fran got Buck after all the girls are right there like, what? Like, girl, you were not saying all of that mess when she just bopped you up in the face.
But then, you're talking about after?
I mean, sorry, you guys, for like fast forwarding a little bit, but just to that end segment, it's like, oh, but now you got a balls to say something around six other girls, but when I was to your face, you had nothing really to say. And it was like, oh, but, you know, what did I do? What did I do? But now you're like, what did she say? Something smart. But it's like, see, that's why you get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
You can't do that to people that really, like, take serious, like, those type of situations serious.
Definitely. Yeah. You hit a trigger.
And she don't want to be known as being dirty. Don't tell them what they called her when she was younger, a trailer trash. You know,
I'm sure she was like, oh God, I'm annoyed that I have to do this right now, but I gotta go or I'm a pee on myself.
Yeah. So she was probably in defense mode, like, shit. People probably, you know? So I don't know, but I just feel like
she really
kind of
been a dirty, nasty bitch. Exactly. She peed on herself.
No matter what happened, she
would
have, you know? Fran would have said something like, oh, she pees on herself. Oh, no, she's pees in the corner. Oh, now she has to get out and pee in the bush. Like, no matter what it was, it would have been something.
Hey, I've had to go behind a car.
And maybe it's because she's the other blonde girl. You know, you feel a little intimidated when another blonde chick comes. It's just something.
And maybe she's jealous
of... Well, she said that originally, that she didn't want another blonde. She's the blonde Barbie of the house. So originally, she came out saying that before the girl even came to the house, so...
And in Bad Girls Club, you have to expect that. You might get slapped a couple times for not doing, you know, nothing. It's not right at all.
Violence is never the answer, but don't be surprised.
But don't be, I mean, you sign up for Bad Girls Club, and this is kind of what they want you to get into. Scuffles that don't make sense.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So then Bree's mom and dad FaceTime with her, which I think this is maybe like the second time we've seen FaceTime.
They were
cute. They were so cute. Question. So her parents did not have any accent like she had.
I know, right?
Which made me think, when she's like, how about that? How about that?
It's like the Catch Me Outside girl. How about that?
She was talking like that, huh?
Yeah.
How about that? Uh-huh. She did keep on saying that.
And her parents sounded very different, but, you know, maybe they just are from different areas. Like, maybe she did. I'm not saying she's, like, fake at all. I'm saying maybe she did grow up in a different area.
Yeah.
But that was, like, something that stuck out to me. I was like, damn.
Yeah. I know, it made me want to know more about her.
It did make me want to know more. I was intrigued by that because I was like, you know.
Yeah, she has a story that we need to find out about.
I know,
she
is...
She has a black boyfriend, that's what it is.
She's a tough cookie. If I was going to be in a fight, Brie would be the bitch that I would want next to me. Because, like, she just seems like she would go in for anybody.
She'd make a good sister.
So, Playhouse, the girls go to Playhouse, which we all been to, and is like,
gotta go on a good night.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy that, like, Playhouse is getting so much, you know, like, airtime now because nobody really wants to go there. So, like, Playhouse.
Better check it out.
Yeah, well, because these girls, they have to be... So, every time they go to a bar or a club or even a store, it has to be, you know, like, signed off by the people that, like, own it and run it. So, you know, that's why they can only go to, like... That's why we only see them go into, like, you know, five places. So, they go there, and then Brie thinks Sayora is cock-blocking her. So, that whole situation, to me... I'm, like, interested to see what everybody thinks about this.
Before you say?
Yes. Ooh. Yes. Okay. Because my horoscope said not to speak up too much at work today. That's what my horoscope said. So I'm like, I would like to know.
I didn't even know today.
I love you.
I would like to know first. I'm an Aries. Oh, and Leos, too, were supposed to not speak up. That's
what. No, Virgos, we're supposed to just talk.
Aquarius.
No, I'm a Leo. No, but
really? It said today because we're in, like, the sixth house or something crazy. I don't know. I have, like, one of those Alexas that talks, and I'm like, Alexa, what is my horoscope today? If you guys don't have an Alexa, look it up.
Are you guys, like, paying attention to Kristen's hand? She's like...
Alexa. Yes. Okay, so, they're all hanging out. Brie sees a guy with face tats she thinks is really hot. She's like, oh my God, who's that hot? That guy is so hot. Yeah, who is that? And then they're like, oh, that's our friend. Kiki's like, that's our friend. So Yora's like, oh, yeah, that's Jamie. She's like, Jamie, come over here. Did you think that she was trying to get his information for herself, or do you think that she was genuinely trying to get her information, his information?
She was all about herself.
All about herself.
Yeah.
Because that would have been an intro like, hey, Jamie, this is Brie.
Jamie. That was the first thing she said.
She actually knew him?
Yeah, they knew him. Like, she knew his name. The first thing that Sayora said when she was like, James, this is my friend Brie. She wants to meet you. And that's when they started talking.
Well, maybe Jamie wasn't feeling it, and it was just like, because if he really wanted to talk to Brie, then he would have talked to Brie. I was like, okay, hold up, let me talk to Brie. Like, it would have happened. And plus, if Sayora already had his number, what were they exchanging?
No, she didn't. I thought she said,
so she was getting the number.
I don't think she knew him.
No, she knew it. She knew his name before he came over. Okay, what happened was Kiki said, Bree said to Kiki, like, oh, who's that guy's really hot over there? And she's like, oh, the one with the face tattoos. She's like, we know him. That's our friend. And then she said, Sayora was the one who was like, oh, that's Jamie. I think it was Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie.
She was like, oh, that's Jamie. And then she's like, Jamie, this is my friend. She wants to meet you. And then Bree and him started talking.
First of all, I don't ever let a girl tell a nigga, like, hey, my friend. I don't even like guys that do that. So if I want to holler at a guy, I'm not about to tell nobody. I'm about to holler at him straight up. But
that's you. I feel like with Bree in this situation, she was, you know, she wanted to meet him. They pulled him over. And I feel like Sayora was being a good friend. I didn't for a second. I mean, maybe I'm naive.
Not that body language.
Maybe I'm naive. Right. But to me, through my eyes, what I was seeing was that Sayora was like, hey, let me get your number. Like, for her. Like, I don't think
it looks 10 like, minutes of
yeah,
talking.
It looks like they were like probably cracked a joke about her, too. Like,
you could tell it was edited, though.
Or she did.
You could tell it was edited. Like, you could tell that, like, it wasn't just, like, they were talking, and then all of a sudden, like, Sayora came in between and was like, hey, give me your number.
Well, Sayora would have pushed Jamie a little bit further to Bree if she really wanted it to happen, and Jamie would have went more towards Bree if he really wanted it to happen.
Yeah,
like, if you want things to happen, you make it happen.
You make it happen.
And if Bree, like, I would have said, okay, Sayora, you gotta move over. Let's go stand over there, or let's go sit over here. Like, Bree looks aggressive. I don't know why she didn't get aggressive.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I were Bree in the way that she's behaved, well, but then again, you handle bitches a certain way and you handle men a different way. So maybe she was shy. But, no, she's shy,
but she said that she charged a guy $1,000 for her to pee in his mouth,
Yeah,
though.
Never mind.
Not judging, but just saying.
Scratch that.
I mean, shy.
I'm sorry, but I
was like, wait, what am I saying?
I'm team Sayora on this. I'm just so team Sayora on this topic. I didn't think she was cock-blocking. I didn't think she was trying to steal his attention.
I mean,
Sayora is a gorgeous girl. She could have any man. I don't think, if she already knew this Jamie guy, she's already met him, she already hung out with him.
She
already knows him, so it wasn't like she was like, oh my god, now I want Jamie because my friend. She was like, no, come over here, my friend wants to meet you.
Right.
Oh, can I get your number? Like, I didn't think that she was saying, like, she literally could have said, oh, can I get your number for my friend Bree, and they could have cut it. Like, we don't know how it's edited. This is true.
Yeah, but I totally thought that basically she didn't know who he was, so that's where my reasoning came from. I was like, she didn't even know him. She was being thirsty.
So what do you think about, well, we already talked about this a little bit, but about the whole peeing incident with Fran and with Bree. Do you think that the way Bree reacted and the way that Fran reacted were, like, kind of like on par with each other? Like, do you think Fran's reaction was the way that Bree reacted? Do you think that was, like, on the same level? Or do you think one was, like, more crazy?
I think Bree didn't have to take it so far.
Yeah.
I mean, after she said whatever she said, she could have just been like, bitch, I ain't nasty, you know, and cut it at that. But I think she kind of dragged it. So that's where I would say that Bree kind of took it too far. Mm-hmm. Because it could have just been squashed. Like, okay, shit, I peed the motherfucker. I had to pee. Who's going to check me now? Mm-hmm. Boo-boo.
Right.
How about that? You know?
Right.
Definitely. It's like you peed, you get over it. I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Let's go. You know?
That whole fight escalated so quickly. So Bree's like, she's popping nails. She's getting, like, ready. She's getting
those nails.
First of all, you start biting nails. Something had to happen before or after this whole situation that we haven't seen.
You did that. Y'all did that in high school, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you had nails. That happened in high school all the time.
I didn't take off my nails. I fought with my nails because I was like, you know what? Oh, well. Like,
I got into a fight in a nail shop one time.
Okay? Oh, my God. Oh, that's some Compton stuff for you because people be trying to try
that
you
was
up
your
in the Compton.
Girl, she was actually my friend, too. The crazy thing about it, everybody from my neighborhood knew. So they came around the store, and they were, like, coming back and forth, and they ended up telling me, like, to be prepared, and her name is Felony. Felony.
I got into one fight back in junior high and I had one ear piercing. I'm like, I'm gonna take that. Like, why am I taking it out? No one's gonna hit me.
Right.
I feel like you have to.
No. Because when you prepare, you might get your ass socked in that preparing moment.
Because when you put your hair back, your hands are back there. You get punched right in the face.
Because I feel like this, the moment I'm taking
you gotta be prepared.
You gotta have the earrings that just click off like.
Oh, yeah. like the other night. Your earrings just came out.
We were at the movies and something may have happened.
It just pops right off.
I'm just not going to talk about it right here, but
you know?
We'll keep that between us.
I can see Kristen moving off her.
No, hey, Yeah, Christmas.
These are individuals.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, wow. I can't even tell.
Yes.
That one. So great.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
The like little fusion together.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So, yes. Let me filter you in right here. Oh, so, Kiki, okay, but it was just very crazy. But, oh, what I was going to say is when Sayora was here, she said that that was Fran's first fight, was that first time.
Mm-hmm.
And with that fight, it was like, you know, there was spitting, and then Fran was kind of like MMA fighter on her. So I think that may have given her a little bit of confidence. But you could tell, like, when that whole, we'll get to that in a sec, but when that whole fight happened, like, just the way that she acted. But I have to say, you can tell that Bree's been in fights, and you can tell that Fran hasn't. Because Fran's like, you know, Fran hasn't even taken off her, like, dress. Fran, you know, Fran's like
Fran's
that.
Fran's like, patty cake.
Yeah, Fran's like, she was talking too much, where it's like, at this instant in time, it's not about talking, you know? Because Fran's, like, telling the other girl, she's like, oh, you know, blah, 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 and Kiki's making it all about herself, and, like, everybody's going, and, you know, Bree's, like, getting ready to fight.
Because Fran turned her back for her, say, you don't turn your back on anybody who's getting loud with you. You don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-mm. You put and your back up on the wall.
Away, and yeah, you don't
turn And you do
back.
What my mom said, do the whim on the bitches.
The whim.
Yeah.
I just had a flashback of Camilla. You were like, there was a door and you were standing in front of it and you like kicked somebody or something.
I was serious on my season. And I was like, felt like how Bree felt in the instant of being like everybody attacking her. Because it's like, you don't want to come on a show and not have no friends. That's not your intentions, you know? But then you get yourself in situations where it's like, okay, well, I'm not about to... Fuck you bitches, you know? So I think that people like that, she had to clearly go through that in high school and stuff because that's what helped me get through it by myself because I'm the only child. So you putting me by myself didn't phase me. It was like, okay, let me work it out then, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think Bree has been in situations where people have pushed her probably to where she has to explode and show her true colors when she probably really doesn't want to be that girl.
Right. Yeah. They all have a soft side where it's like the tougher you are on the outside, the softer you are on the inside. Right. So, but I'm surprised that she didn't really take in that Fran didn't want to fight. It's like, if I know that someone doesn't want to fight me, I'll just get really loud, but I won't hit you. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't, like, don't fight someone who clearly doesn't want to fight you back because you know you're going to win and you know it's going to be a bullying thing.
Right.
So, and plus with her
friend, don't look like she's going to hurt
you. She talked about her friend. It's like, you know how emotions are. You know how the other person's going to feel, how they're going to react from it. But you got physical.
I agree.
And she got a black eye.
So, yeah, so she just, like, leans over. I think Kiki was in the middle, right? Kiki's in the middle. And then Bree just, like...
Ooh.
But Bree, you know what happened? Bree hit her with the MMA fight. Like, you know, like a real connection. She got... It wasn't like a slip up or nothing. It was like full on... Knuckles to nose, like.
Wasn't there a ring? Because
there must have been. That's what I was saying. There must have been a ring because it was like
she had a slip.
No, well, I mean, if she punched hard enough,
I hate to say this because Fran, I'm like, I like Bree and I like Fran, I like Kiki, I like all the girls, but I do have to say that the Fran was like, what? Like, kind of like sneaking her head around Kiki, kind of like. And she gets punched, like, bitch, like, what are you thinking, you know? It's like, that was to me, I was like, girl, you can, like, tell this girl's never been in a fight. You can tell this girl doesn't have, like, siblings that kick her ass or, like, you know.
But you can tell that just for me, first of all, this was annoying.
You ever take, like, a kickboxing class or anything?
Shut up crying, Key. Please, for the life of me. I cannot do another episode.
I don't even know what she was crying for.
And there was no tears coming out.
No mascara.
I'm like, Key, that crying, like, when you do stuff, is played out. It's like, oh, it irked me this episode. Like,
she cried more than Fran, and Fran got hit.
Like that.
How are you going to cry more than a person you got
I was confused about the crying the whole time. I was just like...
Isn't she from the East Coast?
I don't care where
you're
from.
East Coast don't cry.
I don't know. You learn not to cry. But that right there is like too much for me.
Yeah, it's just
the fake crying.
Go to the bathroom if you got to cry. Sure.
That's whining. Yeah. Yeah, like a baby.
That's whining.
But more so than the whole... But I agree. But she's going to be here on the 4th. Maybe we can ask her. Like,
oh, yes.
Girl, were you really crying? Cause
no, she's done that more than once. So that's her, I think. Like, she when she gets drunk. I think she does it when she gets drunk and it's like...
Oh, she hasn't been drunk yet.
Jump, jump, jump.
No. Jump.
Like the Sims.
Oh, my God. Oh, hilarious.
But Kiki had some hands this episode, which I would... But I felt like it was... I don't know. I felt like it was a little weird, the hands that she had. know. I felt like she wasn't really fighting.
No, she got a little swung.
Yeah, there was like, I don't know what's going on there. Oh, but like, poor Fran. Did you guys feel bad? Okay, I'm saying poor Fran and then I'm asking your opinion.
Poor Fran, but did you like it?
That was persuasive right there.
I kind of was like up and down with Fran and this whole thing. I like to give the girls the benefit of the doubt. I like to be on everybody's team. But it was like, she was talking about her and then she was like, you know, kind of bobbing and swirling. Mm-hmm. Like, just the way that she was like,
bobbling
weird. It's like, of course you're gonna get hit if you, you know, like, do that. But then after she got hit, it was like she was in a car crash. Like, she had a blanket. She had a blanket around her. Position. She was drinking a water. Her eye makeup's all messed up.
And not in a corner, in the middle of the room.
It was like something you'd see on CSI or like 24. You know, it's like, she's just like, it was like she didn't take off her makeup. But she didn't get mad. Until you said, like, you know, when she was, like, speaking up. Mm-hmm. But it was crazy because, like, the flood of emotions that happened. But something I did point out to them was that if this was her first time ever getting hit in your face or your first time ever getting in a fight, do you remember that? Because I remember the first time I ever got in a real fight, though, that you got punched in the face. Even if you didn't cry right at that moment, did you cry later? Because it's emotional.
I got sucked in my stomach in fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And I ran to the principal's office, but it was my friend. And it was like, I did the poof thing, you know? She's like, poof. And I'm like, poof be gone, you know? She's like, poof. And I'm like, poof. You poof in front of me again. I'm going to sock you. God. And she socked me in my stomach and I said,
oh no.
And we're best friends to this day.
Aww.
But as an adult, like as like a real fight, like when you get into a real, like you're very, do you remember your very first time you got punched in the face? If you were right or wrong, drunk, sober, the first time you ever got punched in the face.
I never got
punched. Did you cry?
The first time I got punched in the face, it hurt. But then
by my mama. Okay. Oh, okay. I definitely cried.
Yeah. It hurt. And I cried a little bit, but I took that anger. And I'm like, if I go home crying and my father says, did you hit them back? And I said, no, I would.
You get beat. Another whipping. Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm like, you got to handle it right then and there because the father's hit hurts more than the kid.
Yeah, right?
So it's like, so I just started swinging and it's like, I didn't win that day. But
and it's like, if you lose a fight, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. Yeah. Like, yeah. You win some, you lose some.
Not the end of the world. You next time. You know.
Yes, exactly.
But I'm just saying, like, on her defense, like, maybe the reason why she was crying so much is because it was shocking to her. You know, she seemed, like, genuinely shocked.
She was embarrassed.
Like, she was shook.
Yeah. That's what it was. I think embarrassed.
When you get embarrassed,
yeah,
you
your feelings freaking,
yeah, your feelings hurt.
And then Sayora and Kiki fighting, that was so weird. And then the whole, like, Kiki just comes up and slapped her in the face.
I'm like, what was that slap for?
Yeah, what was it for? Because you should have been slapping whoever.
And Sayora is so pretty.
She was mad because Sayora didn't pick a side.
Her pretty face just looking up. I was like, damn, she's gorgeous. Well, she was like this.
Yeah.
She does that.
Oh, yeah, she's like,
the same move every time.
Yeah. Like, okay.
My God. Like, it is not fair to the rest of the world how beautiful Sayora is.
She's gorgeous.
No, she's cute. She's
pictures on the magazines. I'm like, what?
In person, she's so cute.
She's gorgeous. Like, oh my God.
I gotta catch
like
up
fan,
on the
like fan
game.
Girl, like, I gotta tattoo a Sayora on my
okay.
Oh, right.
Check you out. Mm. So Fran is screaming. She's going crazy. We talked about that. Kiki's crying. We talked about that. Seven wants bitches to fight. So Seven's kind
of
like,
and
hey.
Seven is like the instigator of the show.
And she was literally sitting down eating, watching it go down.
I'm about to watch these bitches.
Because these bitches are whack.
I liked when Bree said to Sayora, stop crying. Because it's like, this is not, I feel like in the real world, you can cry. In the real world, you can go home, cry by yourself. The real world, you don't have to look weak. This is like prison. You cannot be weak. So I liked that Bree said that. But in the real world, I think you can cry and I think it's fine. But I liked that in this situation, it's kind of like, if you're, even if you're in high school or if you're in, like, if you're around somebody and you get into a fight, like, don't cry. Because it's going to show more weakness.
Weakness to the...
But I hate to say that because it's almost like that
I
thing,
cry
like,
when I'm angry.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why I'm sitting
like,
here like...
Literally,
like,
you're
cry, throw those
when
hands
I'm really
cry
mad.
At the same
like,
time.
If I cry and we're in an argument and I'm starting to tears come out my eyes, that means you're fucking right.
Yeah,
because I'm about to beat your ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Drag me.
Fran's face.
I know.
Oh, my God. Fran's face.
Yes.
Ooh.
I bet you
should. Oh, my God. Oh, can we have the number to call?
Oh, yes. I left my penis.
424-256.
I'm sorry, 256?
Uh-huh. 1633.
Is that the number every time?
For this studio.
For this studio.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, guys. So we're going to have some.
1633.
We're going to have some callers. 424-256-1633. Once again, 424-256-1633. So we're going to take callers for the last few minutes of the show if you want to give us a call. So, Sanders, what was your overall thought of the show, of this episode?
I really liked it. It's more fighting and more arguing because that's what you watch the Bad Girls for. You got to get out of reality and just know that, hey, they're going to fight if you're watching the Bad Girls Club. It brought me back to the OGs of the Bad Girls and not like, yeah, I like, I just feel like Little Key, she chooses to get loud at the wrong times and stay silent at the wrong times. Mm-hmm. And it's just, she's just all over the place. But I like the cast. I like all, I find something in them that I like, but they're all messy.
It's funny because I heard a song from Little Key over the weekend, and it's like when you kind of like up at night and you're kind of just strolling, scrolling. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, she can rap. Like, she had a cute little song. It was like, don't bring your negativity around me. It was a really, really cute song. You guys should go listen to it. I wish I would have known the name because I would promote you, Little Key, but I really think that you should keep it going. Like, I was like, wow, that's some real and positive, like, message she had in her, in her her rap, so you guys should check it out. I don't know her Instagram or whatever, but I think it just popped up, and you know how you scroll.
If anybody has it, tweet it to us, and we'll retweet it.
Yeah maybe definitely. We can use it for the intro of next, if Kristen wants to.
Yeah, we can, you know? Yeah, of course.
Hey, guys, I think Skype is down right now. It's not connecting for some reason, so just giving you a heads up.
Oh, okay. So Skype is not working right now. I'm sorry, guys. There was a lot of people that had tweeted at me and that had posted on my Instagram that they wanted to call in this episode because they really wanted to talk to Sanders.
Get on live.
What do you mean?
Get on live, like Instagram, and do it there.
Oh, all right. I mean, yeah, we could do that after the show. Yeah. Come on live on my Instagram, Kristen Kelly TV.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to hang out after, too. So, if you guys want to go on Kristen Kelly TV on Instagram, and we'll do a live chat. So, but I'm so sorry that we're not able to do that for this episode. So, what are our predictions?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, that's fancy.
Wasn't ready for that.
I wasn't
ready for that either. Yeah.
That was serious.
Like flames, like shoot up.
I know, right?
Britney Spears comes out.
I was about to say you out of a cake, not Britney.
I love Britney.
Yeah, we need to go see Britney.
Queen. All right. Miss Camilla, what do you think? Predictions for next episode, maybe?
I think Little Key is definitely going to get into it with somebody. I think she's boiling over into some drama or something's going to happen with her. Big Key is probably going to end up getting in a fight again with Brie for some reason, I feel like. I don't know why. Sayura, I feel like she skates through because she's so cute, but then they still find a way to bring her in the drama. Mm-hmm. Poor Sayura. I'm sorry, I spit. Ooh, sorry. Mm. But yeah, I just think that it's going to be a lot of little intensity.
Miss Kayla?
I actually have no predictions for next week.
Oh, wow.
I predict.
I have none.
I predict that Chris is going to be turned up without us.
I know your birthday.
Oh, my yes.
Going to Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah, it's fun out there.
Happy it's going to be real, real fun. Sanders.
Oh, well, I think Seven's just going to be on the side instigating still. Big Key and Little Key is going to end up fighting, I believe, because it's just been boiling and it's coming to the end soon. So it's like, not that soon, but it's like, they're going to have to throw hands at some point.
Big Key and Little Key?
Yeah. Big Key and Little Key, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of craziness. You know, if I did not know that Brie did not go home, I would have assumed that Brie went home because she, you know, laid hands on somebody. We've seen people.
I didn't seem that serious.
We've seen people go home for a lot less, yeah, that's you know.
True. I thought that Sarah was going to go home because she's like, oh, watch yourself when you sleep because that's a threat. And they could be like, you know what, I feel like...
I think it's, you know, it's individual case. They're like, oh, we like this person. We think this person might do something.
Because it's been a lot of words thrown before that are crazy. And people don't get sent home usually for work.
But sometimes they
do. Sometimes it just happens.
You never know. I don't know. So I would have if I didn't know that Brie didn't go home, I would have thought that Brie went home because I thought that would have been enough impact. Mm-hmm. But apparently it's not. And all the girls do seem to be better now. So I'm kind of thinking maybe they talk it out. I feel like all of those girls are pretty much like talkers, mm-hmm. you know? So I feel like they're all going to talk it out. They're all going to like each other. I feel like that's going to piss off little Key because I feel like she's going to want, you know, more drama.
I wrote that down. I said, little Key, it's hard for her to communicate because when Brie confronted her, she wasn't listening. She was just reacting to words. And I mean, you gotta listen. You just can't walk up, say what you want, and then walk away. You gotta listen and communicate. But you can't communicate.
Yeah, did we even say how Little Key is basically giving Brie the same treatment or saying the same thing about Brie that everyone in the house was saying about her initially with Ooh. Sayora? Mm-hmm. You know? Like, I mean, Pac can't talk about the kettle when the kettle was black and basically big ass hypocrite is how I feel about that.
Yeah.
Like, really look at yourself before you start pointing fingers and saying that this person is behaving this way. You're supposed to be in the bad girl's house to perfect yourself. So how about do that and stop worrying about other people's dishes and wash your own?
Ooh, there you go.
Well, Miss Kayla, how can they find you on social media?
On social media, you can find me on my Instagram. That's backed by popular demand. That's with 2Ks, y'all. And of course, my Twitter is badgirlkc, as well as my Snap.
Miss Camilla,
you can find me on Instagram and Snapchat at the real Camilla P. And on on Twitter, I am Camilla P.
Sanders, how can they find you on social media?
Twitter and Instagram, type in Sanders Kennedy. And on Snapchat, it's SandersK88. And on YouTube, it's Sanders Kennedy. I'll pop up.
Oh, and then isn't your Twitter Sanders World?
Just Sans World, yes. Oh, okay. At Just Sans World.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. My Snapchat is Miss Chris Kelly. And I'm going to leave a comment underneath so that you guys can go over to my YouTube channel. Please subscribe. I put up new content every week. Thank you so much and have a great day. And I will see you guys in 2 weeks.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, happy birthday, Kristen!
Oh, you're so cute. Oh, my God.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.